They're colored people and we're...
White people.
Do you know of any insulting words that members of other races might use to refer to white people?
I don't believe I do.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what about it?
Mad.
If you'd been working very hard all day, by nighttime you might say, man, I'm really...
tired.
Okay. After a little boy smoked 3 cigars, one right after the other, he... what? What would happen to a little boy?
Sick. Make him sick.
Okay. Well, now finish the sentence for me. After the little boy smoked 3 cigars, one right after the other, he... just what you said.
Makes him sick.
Okay. Well, would you say he got sick or took sick or...
just took sick.
Mm-hmm. Took sick. Would you say took sick and not took ill or was taken
sick? Just took
sick.
Sick.
Took sick. Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick.
On his stomach.
What would you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Celebrating.
Okay. What do you call spirit that's used to threaten children with? You might say to a child, you'd better behave, or...
I'm going to whiskey.
Okay. But if you're talking about some kind of spirit or something, you might say, you'd better behave, or... somebody's, or what will get you. You better behave or we'll get you.
Usually they tell you the devil's gonna get you, boogerman's gonna get you, something like that.
Okay. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend? What would you say?
Just asked him in.
Okay. But what would you say since it was Christmas, you'd say?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you had a very heavy suitcase and you had to move it from one place to the other, you might say, gee, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far.
Carry this very far.
What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and its head and its tail completely inside its shell.
We call it a cooter.
A cooter? Okay. And what do you call a similar animal that lives on land?
A what?
A similar animal that lives on land.
Similar to the cooter?
Uh-huh.
A gopher.
Okay.
Or a gopher.
What do you call the insides of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
What's the center part of an egg?
The yellow.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
Okay. What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
Oh. Paddles, both paddles.
Okay. But what about the thing that you sit, what do you sit in when you're using the paddles?
The seat.
Yeah, but and the seat is part of the...
the boat, well, I don't
okay,
know
what... this is the boat. That's what I want you to say, is the boat. Would you say it again?
Yeah, the boat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Case.
Okay.
Pillow case.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Pair of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Hurt the other one.
Okay. Well, do you have a word that means that one of them, that one of them won the fight? One of them really something, the other one?
Beat the other one up, usually.
Okay.